I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I am pretty good.
So this is, of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yep.
Live. Well, not really live.
Live-ish.
Live-ish. Sort of live.
Almost live.
From New York Comic Con 2013.
Indeed.
In the bowels of New York Comic Con. But you know what? It's the nicest bowels you'll ever see.
They're nice bowels.
It's... I don't know if I'd call it the shed. It certainly is the blast-free zone.
It certainly is. Right. If there were, if something were to happen, and I really hope it doesn't, we'd be fine.
We would likely be fine.
This is where they corral people to safety. That's the
that's
area.
That's right.
And we already have we already have chairs, so we'd be fine.
So I think this good. Is your first Comic-Con, right?
It is. This is my first con, period.
If this is your first con? You've never even done like a church basement or...
That's a whole other thing that you do in a church basement, I'm aware.
Have you been to a flea market?
After you go to a church basement, I'm pretty sure you end up in jail.
Well, it all depends on who you're in the church basement with, but...
You make a point.
So what's your experience thus far, having been one of the privileged few able to walk around the con floor before the madness starts?
That's a good question. For the most part,
yes.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
It's pretty cool to see people set up and people passionate about all these comic and geek stuff. See what I did there?
Push the exclusives!
It's pretty cool.
You know, we can't really push the exclusives. That's all going to depend on when this is going to go online. And like true geek stuff fashion, we could say it would be online tonight, but the likelihood is that it'll be online next week.
Yeah, and just like geek stuff, the audio quality is going to be in and out because we are recording live. Hopefully we have guests stop by. We can talk to them a little bit, find out what's going on in their world.
Can we pull back the curtain for a second?
Sure.
Our mixer shit the bed yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. So the mixer that you are used to hearing is gone. We called in a substitute, so hopefully it works out, but we don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah. In true geek stuff fashion, we showed up to the con early, which is different than usual, right?
Right.
All prepared. We were going to test stuff out. We were going to be professional this year.
Exactly.
The first thing we do is try to test out the audio equipment, and the first thing that happens... Is that what that was? Was that a train? The first thing that happens is none of the audio equipment works properly.
Yeah, I know. And that was the big thing. We were going to record, right? We're doing a... I was trying to see if we could stream live. If not, we'll do clips and stuff, whatever. Or this will all just show up 3 weeks from now. Who knows?
Right, right.
But, yeah, didn't work out.
So what have you seen so far in your initial perusal of the con floor that has you most excited? That you know you need to go and check out?
Well, you already know the answer to this. Yeah, and you already said it. So Watch Dogs is here. And for me, Watch Dogs is really fucking awesome. And I know when they announced it an E3 ago, where it was clearly like the next-gen console thing, I was really excited because it was a game that was really different. And it wasn't just about shooting people, and it wasn't just about stealth. It was really about a little bit of everything, spying on people and all that kind of stuff. And it was really cool. Near future dystopian kind of thing. It looked like it had a lot of stuff to offer. And then we saw a little bit at E3 again, and Ubisoft is here with a Watch Dogs presentation. So I'm really excited. I accidentally touched a PlayStation 4 while they were setting up. I don't think they like that very much.
You accidentally almost got yourself thrown out.
I did. I walked through, and I thought it was like, you know, open to everybody because I was watching people walk out and I show
you
up.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I did. And there was like five people on the floor assembling badges like, hey, do you work for Ubisoft? And I was really tempted to say yes, but no, I didn't. So hopefully I get to see that before the line ends up being 9 hours long. But I'm excited to see that. And then, you know, the big booths. Lola is here.
Lola is here. Although
Shield.
I don't think she flies.
I hope she doesn't fly because it looks like shit in the show. Can we be honest about something?
What, the special effects?
Yeah, special effects are pretty solid in that show, but Lola specifically, the end of that first episode where it's just kind of floating off in the air, not impressive.
Yeah, I guess they saved the budget for... What did they save the budget
for? I don't know.
That episode.
Well,
maybe because it was a pilot and there was
episode,
no budget.
Maybe. I have no idea. But speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Did we discuss that yet?
The new episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, episode 3.
We did not discuss the new episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we can. I mean...
Yeah, let's do it.
We did watch it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Me and you watched it, at least.
Yes, I definitely saw it. It was Interesting.
I liked it. I liked that they finally kind of got away from the movies, right? It felt like it was kind of finally set in its own world.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
I like that. Are we doing spoiler alerts? If you haven't watched the new episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
All right, spoiler.
Although by the time this goes up, you probably will have.
4 months from now.
They did introduce, right, a new character, or they paved the way for new villain, Graviton, on the show.
Yeah,
so that'll be, I think that'll be really interesting. Hopefully they bring him back. Hopefully they don't bring him back too soon, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see him next week.
I don't think they will. I think that was just leaving it open-ended.
Yeah, yeah. Not I want to really, see a couple episodes, really. And then, you know, eventually he becomes an issue that needs to be addressed.
He'll become part of, like, a collective.
We've already sold exclusives.
Okay.
You do know that this is... That doesn't matter.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, so what you hear in the background is Big Kev barely screaming into the microphone. We are at the booth, and we have some lovely candy corn for people to walk by and take. And we have some awesome exclusives. Do you want to talk about them anyway?
Yeah, I'll talk about them.
Hopefully they're gone by now.
That's right.
By the time you've listened to this, whether that's in an hour or 2 months.
If for some reason any of our exclusives don't sell at the con, they will be on our store, Envy Store.
Yeah.
Actually, the Monday after the con. So you will have lost out by probably a day or two by the time you hear this. But
that is true.
That being said, we do have the Trick or Treat Baby Deadbeat. Of course, this is painted by, it's customized by Adam Pratt, known as Small Angry Monster. It's, of course, the original design by Scott Tolleson and George Gaspar. We also have Peggy Candy Corn by Rich Dickie Page.
Dickie Page!
Really adorable, actually.
It is really adorable. And yeah. Did you see the other? I picked up right as the con opened, picked up another Rich Page exclusive from the Tenacious Toys booth.
I did not notice
that.
It
was the Sippy Cup. And also we have the Sumo Troopers by Christopher. How's it going, sir? Enjoying the con? Oh, your crew. All right, good. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah, can I ask you?
I hope you know these mics are live, so you're live. But
you are being taped.
Where's the water going to be? Because the sign said free water. Oh, no, seriously, where's it going to be? It said there were two stations.
That
somewhere.
Was it. So what we're doing right now is talking to one of the crew members. the greatest amenity is water.
It'll say exhibitor.
We don't think it's up yet.
Exhibitor only.
Okay. Are they set up already?
I believe so.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
That's great.
That's lovely.
Yeah, we're very excited for the water.
Yeah, free water.
One of the gracious amenities.
That's an epic bonus.
It actually is, though, because spending $7 for a bottle of water or a soda in the Javits Center, that's kind of a problem. I'm not a big fan of that.
Of what?
It's like amusement park prices.
It is.
Hey, would you like water because you're seriously thirsty? Great, that'll be $6 cash only. Not a big fan.
$10.
Exactly. Okay. Pretzel for $10, right?
But you can go outside and get shady-looking meat on a stick for a much more reasonable price.
Shady-looking meat on a stick could be delicious. You just don't know what's in it.
That's right. Apparently, you don't know what kind of meat it is.
It could be feral cat meat.
It could be feral cat meat. It could be pigeon.
Pigeon.
It could be rat.
Pigeon?
All of these things are possible.
You know, you can make pigeon fancy.
You can.
What do you call that again?
Squab.
Squab. Squab. I'm right. Yeah, Top Chef, Master Chef, sometimes they do use a pigeon.
Use rat. That's it. It should be Top Chef New York with street meat. That's what I want to say.
Street meat. Top Chef street meat. It also can have to do with prostitutes at the same time.
So there you
go. Cooking and prostitutes.
So there you go. It's a multi-platform
I made a show.
Show.
It's going on A&E because they have nothing else to air.
That's right. AMC.
AMC.
Man,
Breaking Bad. That's so sad that's over.
And the pacing of it will go so fast.
No. Breaking Bad has great pacing. You know what doesn't?
Walking Dead.
Yes, that's true. There's a reason why they call that show Walking Dead.
God. Is anybody excited for Walking Dead coming back?
I mean, I think we're all excited for the last 3 minutes.
Of each episode, yeah.
But the first 40 of them, not so much.
Did you make the little tent?
I did.
Yeah, aww. So what you're going to hear is a lot of background noise about us setting up
and
making
we're doing
sure
some
we have price tags
still,
and everything.
We figured we'd turn on the mics and...
Yeah, why not?
You know, why not introduce the con at the very least.
We'll cut stuff out if you don't like it.
No, we won't.
No,
they're
going
to have to listen to
you're
all of the
have
nonsense
to listen
we
through
spew.
Everything.
Where's that marker?
That's what we do.
Here is the marker.
Boom, Sharpies.
Dang.
Indisposable. That's what I recently found out, that Sharpies are an important part of con, aren't they?
Sharpies? That's why I have several.
What are they again? Shappies?
Shappies.
Shappies.
They are Sharpays.
Sharp.
We have dogs here.
We have dogs with wrinkles that grow up.
At the booth.
adorable wrinkled
those
dog.
Are exclusives. They're going for $100 a piece.
Really,
you're selling exclusives.
Wait. You're selling a dog for $100?
Yeah, why not?
That's a good deal.
Well, it's not my dog.
Is it vaccinated?
I don't know. I took it from some woman on the street.
Whoa. That's not cool.
But listen, we didn't get through the exclusives.
No, we didn't. So keep going. I'm sorry.
Like typical fashion.
Yeah.
Tangents galore.
Yes.
I don't. Did we make it to the Sumo Trooper?
I think you were talking about you picked another exclusive up.
Okay, so we have. I did. So I didn't get to the Sumo Trooper. So next in the line then is, of course, the Sumo Trooper. These are limited to 10 pieces, $40 a piece.
Yep.
These are blind bag, three different designs, I believe, or four different designs.
Okay.
So it's going to be good luck with those.
Yeah, right? Come pick them up.
Also, and that's from Chris Dolfer. Also from Chris Dolfer, we have his Wolf Wizard custom piece, also in the candy corn themed color.
Oh, I've noticed. Candy corn theme. Hmm?
So those are going.
I thought he had a staff.
He does have a staff.
He will come with a staff.
Which we will have. Eventually.
He's a little impotent right now, but he will have a staff.
Yes. And then last, we have a lot more to talk about, actually.
Yeah.
We have the Hollow Shells.
Those are honestly really, really, really cool.
Amazing, right?
In person, they are more adorable and badass. It's an amazing, adorable, badass combination.
So these are hand-stitched plush with resin faces, horns, and claws, I think. They are one design, right. They're going to sell, or they're selling for $95 a piece.
Yes.
Already sold one of each.
Yeah, so they're going
so
quick.
So that means there are two left of each design, right?
No, sir.
Five. Oh, we had six of each design. Okay, so there are five left of each design on those.
You never know by the time you hear this.
And then, after that, we have five. That's all right. You're awesome.
Well,
thank you so much. You're the best.
Give a shout out to.
Yeah. Perfect.
Boom.
You're the best. Ah, water.
This is my man Jonathan. Jonathan or John? What are you? John. So this is my man John from Crew at Comic-Con being awesome, getting us some water to wet our palates.
We're going to need it if we're going to be talking
a lot. Yeah, we're going to be talking for 4 days straight.
You have the hookup? All right. We're going to call on you, John. You're going to become a part of the team at some point. You'll be an unofficial part of the show by the end of the con.
Just like Big Rat.
We call it the fourth chair.
The fourth chair. That's right.
Oh, that didn't sound good.
That sounded a lot worse than it actually was. If you can even hear it, we're not sure what's being picked up on the
background. Yeah, we don't. That's why we're talking about audio quality, because I really don't know.
So Eric Scarecrow prints.
Yes.
So we have five prints. Two of them
that
are really
one
nice.
More than four.
Giclis, 11 by 17.
And two of them are shit.
No, come on.
Big Kev says that two of them are shit, but he doesn't think that anymore.
One, 11 by 17. She's going for $25. And those are limited edition. I forget the run number off the top of my head. And the other one is, what's the character from One Piece? Is it Luffy?
I have no idea.
It's the One Piece.
And if we had internet, I could look it up for you.
The name is eluding me right now. I want to say it's Luffy. But anyway, those are going
the
for,
main character you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, the dude with the hat. The main character. I believe it's Luffy.
Yeah, it's
Luffy, Luffo.
I don't know.
Oh, you.
I have no idea.
So those are $25 a piece. And then we also have three 11 by 17 prints by Eric with some original artwork. Those are $6 a piece, 2 for $10.
Is it Monkey?
No, it's
Monkey
with
Luffy.
An L.
Monkey Luffy?
Luffy. Maybe it's Luffy.
It's Monkey D. Luffy.
Something like that.
I don't know.
But anyway.
It's cool looking. Check it out.
So you're going to want to check those out. We
Indeed.
Will be having those all weekend. And of course, some raffles at the booth. This weekend, too. You know, I would really love to get maybe even just this first segment up, right away.
Yeah, let's do that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we can get it up.
Since we're not doing a regular show this
Pause.
Week, we should be able to at least get something up, right?
Yeah.
And we will have the raffle at the booth all weekend as well. We're raffling off the Arrow statue donated by Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
That's right. For a plethora of geeky goodness,
go
to superpowercollectibles.com. And
is
there is a coupon code.
Is there?
But or should we? Yeah, okay, sure. It's Big Kev.
Big Kev.
And that will get you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more.
If the purchase is only $50, that would be 20%.
That is correct.
If it's over, it'll just be $10 off.
On most orders over $99, there is free shipping involved.
Yes.
And for, what is it, $1,000
or more? It is $1,000 or more.
Scapegoat will dress up as a hollow shell.
That's awesome, yeah.
And come to your house.
That goes out to all the furries out there.
So...
If you're into that kind of thing.
And
adorable
then,
and sexy, you said, right?
And the other raffle we will have, we will be raffling off again this year, another Harry Potter, the Ultimate Wizards Collection.
Ooh.
Yes.
I know nothing about Harry Potter, but that sounds exciting.
So that will be at the booth as well. Of course, check those out.
Yep.
And I think we probably are going to take a real quick break right now.
Let's do that.
And we'll turn the mics back on a little
mini
bit.
Mini episodes.
Absolutely.
Mini episodes.
So mini tiny episodes. Munch on that. But yeah, Comic-Con just opened up. Very exciting. This is Thursday, day one of the con.